知行英语。Listen and share.
Something lives at Jackman Trail.就在 Jackman Trail 上的东西，On this particular night, we had exhausted all other means of entertainment. There was literally nothing left to do. So at about 12:30 a.m., we decided to head to Jackman Trail to see if there was a party happening. The ride there was eventless enough, just dirt and trees and four friends goofing off. When we got there, there was no party, just a few stragglers hanging out and drinking. We didn't stay long, and after about 10 minutes, we decided to try and find something else to do. So we all piled back into Mark's car and headed out. Mark was driving, I was in the front passenger side seat, and Eric and Forrest were in the back seat. Mark and I were just watching the road ahead of us, and Eric and Forrest were in the back seat goofing off and roughhousing. As we reached the area on the dirt road, where the trees closed in around us, I saw something just outside the glow of our high beams. It looked like something small and hunched down on the left side of the road. As the headlights finally fell upon the thing, I saw it fully. It was short, appearing to be only about 3 or 4 feet tall, and thin, with unnaturally long arms. Just that night, we went and played the things we could use to play the game.真的没有什么好玩的了，所以中午12:30左右，我们决定去 Jackman Trail 看看那里有没有聚会。一路上也没有什么发生，灰很大，两边都是树，我们四个则在车上百无聊赖的瞎玩。到了那儿以后，我们发现并没有什么聚会，只有个流浪汉在那里喝酒闲逛。我们没有在那里待多久，10分钟后就决定再去找找还有什么可以玩的，所以我们又挤进 Mark 的车，重新上了路。 Mark 开车，我坐副驾驶的位置， Eric 和 Forrest 坐在后座上， Mark 和我看着前面的路，而 Eric 和 Forrest 就在后面开开玩笑打打闹闹的。就在车子开到土路中树林特别茂密的一段时，我看到在车子远光灯没有照到的地方有个什么东西，那东西看上去不大，在路的左边弯着腰的样子。但车子的前灯最后照到那东西的时候，我终于看了个一清二楚。它很矮，看上去只有3-4英尺高，很瘦，可是手臂却异乎寻常的长。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。 On this particular night, we had exhausted all other means of entertainment.
就在那天晚上，我们把能玩的东西都玩了个遍。
There was literally nothing left to do.
真的没有什么好玩的了。
So at about 12:30 a.m., we decided to head to Jackman Trail to see if there was a party happening.
所以中午12:30左右，我们决定去 Jackman Trail 看看那里有没有聚会。
The ride there was eventless enough, just dirt and trees and four friends goofing off.
一路上也没有什么发生，灰很大，两边都是树，我们四个则在车上百无聊赖的瞎玩。
When we got there, there was no party, just a few stragglers hanging out and drinking.
到了那儿以后，我们发现并没有什么聚会，只有个流浪汉在那里喝酒闲逛。
We didn't stay long, and after about 10 minutes,
We decided to try and find something else to do.
我们没有在那里待多久，十分钟后就决定再去找找还有什么可以玩的。
So we all piled back into Mark's car and headed out.
所以我们又挤进 Mark 的车，重新上了路。
Mark was driving, I was in the front passenger side seat, and Eric and Forrest were in the back seat.
Mark 开车，我坐副驾驶的位置。Eric 和 Forrest 坐在后座上。
Mark and I were just watching the road ahead of us, and Eric and Forrest were in the back seat goofing off and roughhousing.
Mark 和我看着前面的路，而 Eric 和 Forrest 就在后面开开玩笑，打打闹闹的。
As we reached the area on the dirt road, where the trees closed in around us, I saw something just outside the glow of our high beams.
就在车子开到土路中，树林特别茂密的一段时，我看到在车子远光灯没有照到的地方有个什么东西。
It looked like something small and hunched down on the left side of the road.
那东西看上去不大，在路的左边弯着腰的样子。
As the headlights finally fell upon the thing, I saw it fully.
当车子的前灯最后照到那东西的时候，我终于看了个一清二楚。
It was short, appearing to be only about 3 or 4 feet tall, and thin, with unnaturally long arms.
它很矮，看上去只有3-4英尺高，很瘦，可是手臂却异乎寻常的长。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Exhaust 意为用尽、耗尽、使精疲力尽，但是 exhaust 更常见的是其被动语态，即 something is exhausted。比如 ，We're all exhausted after the journey。这次旅行之后，我们都精疲力尽了。Means 意为方法、手段，虽然与 mean 的复数形式写法一样，但是。它却是一个独立的名词的原型，比如 a means to the end 是指达到目的的一种方法，所以见到词尾是 s 的词也不一定就是复数形式，比如 a crossroads 交叉路口。 Literally 不仅有照字面的之意，还可以表示认真的、确实的，比如 Don't take my remarks literally， 别把我的话当真。 Head to从字面看是朝向，可引申为向前进。解析一下 the right there， 其中 ride 是名词，意为骑马或者坐车旅行。旅行去何处应该用 the right to 表示，但是 there 是副词，一般要省略它前面的介词 to。类似的情况是 go home， home 做副词省略了 to。Goof 是指混。打发时间 Goof off 则是一个固定搭配，表示吊儿郎当、游手好闲之意。 Hang 有停留、滞留的意思，而 hang out 就是待在外面乱晃不回家。 Pile 意为堆放起来，而 pile into 就表示挤入。本节中有几个涉及到车身部位的名词， back seat 是后车座， headlight 是车前灯，High beams 则是指车前灯发出的强光，提供最远距离的照明。Hunch 本意是指弓起、隆起，可引申为蜷缩之意。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。